Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, first of all, you get a bye weekend off in between playing two ranked teams. What did your team work on during the 2 weeks of practice?
Well, Kelly, first it was first of all pretty similar to what we did the previous break. Whether it's fortunate or unfortunate, we've had this schedule now where we've played a weekend, had a weekend off, played a weekend, had a weekend off. So we kind of followed the same game plan. We had a real light Friday and then game Saturday off, and came back and got after again Monday, through Thursday. And some of the same things, worked extremely hard on our defensive zone stuff, and we're working a lot on just puck possession, trying to have the puck a little bit more. The bottom line is we want to be as ready as we can be going this weekend, and again realizing it's a process, and we're certainly a long way from where we're eventually trying to get to, but we know we're gonna have to play a very solid weekend of hockey against Duluth.
Thanksgiving was yesterday. I understand the team did their own Thanksgiving meal. How did that all evolve?
Well, obviously it was Thanksgiving, and we were we're home. So actually, a couple of mothers got in contact with Amber and just talked about they want to do something. At first, it was maybe they bring stuff up, but then we worked it out where we're through the team's foundation, we were able to get some turkey dinners through Lukens, and worked out. It was just really, really good. We had three of those that. And then the moms did bring up, it was Aaron Dieter's mother and Emma Terrence's mother that came up, and they brought a lot of stuff, obviously a lot of desserts and some other things, and it just turned out really nice. We were able to do it at the Hampton. They were very gracious to give us a room, and I thought it turned out really nice.
Nice to be able to do that, of course, when there's a holiday and the kids can't make it back to their families. Always a good team bonding thing. Speaking of team bonding, about a week and a half ago, your team got together and watched the latest Hunger Games movie. Of course, they dragged all the coaches along. First of all, Coach, how familiar were you with those movies?
Well, actually, I did read the book. So I had a pretty good understanding. Plus, with my daughter Bree, there's no way I wasn't going to know that the movie was going to be premiering. It actually was her idea to even go to the movie in the first place. She came to me. She and my son Joe had gone to a movie, and they came back, said Mockingjay was coming, and they'd already gotten their tickets, and did I want to go? And I thought, it'd be kind of fun to have the team go. So it just worked out. I think the movie theater had three different theaters showing that movie. So, yeah, it was fun. We went and had some ice cream beforehand, and then went to the movie. So it was a fun night.
Ice cream's become kind of a tradition around these parts, especially when you knock off a couple of ranked opponents. Usually it's done on the road. This year, obviously done at home, huh?
Well, hey, anytime you get a couple wins in this league, it's a reason to celebrate, right? So if we can keep doing that, I'd be happy with that.
Your team's on a four-game unbeaten streak, second best start in program history. What do you credit that to?
It's a combination of things. First and foremost, we're getting great leadership. I think it really starts there. And then, the girls are playing for each other. And we've talked about this numerous times. And when you get a locker room that does that, you can do some special things. And, we're getting great goaltending. We're hard to play against. And again, that's a key, because we're playing some very talented teams that probably have more skill than we do. But in the game of hockey, you can be rewarded. If you come out and play hard, play together, just do a good job in your zone and make it difficult for the opponents to get to the net. That's a recipe that you can have success. It doesn't guarantee it, but at least you'll have a chance. And that's the girls have certainly, I don't want to say bought into it, but they're playing hard and they're playing together. They're playing for each other and they're being rewarded.
Today you play one of the hottest teams in the league right now, UMD. They're on a 9-game winning streak. How do you plan to contain their offense?
Well, certainly that's going to be a big challenge. They are extremely hot. They've won 9 straight, playing a lot of confidence. They're just a skilled team. You just watch them on tape. They have a lot of girls that can handle the puck, and they move the puck extremely well. They're unselfish, and it's going to be a real challenge. But again, we need to just come out and play our game. I think that's first and foremost. We need to get after them. We need to, if we can, make them play defense, because most players would much rather play offense, and it's no fun playing defense. So if we can if we can get their team playing a lot in their end, that's gonna bode well for us. And we just need to do a good job in our end of picking people up away from the puck. And if you're watching the game, if you see all five Beaver helmets looking at the puck, that's not a good thing. We need to have girls with their heads on a swivel, picking up people away from the puck. And if we can do that and continue to get in shot lanes, you know, hopefully we can frustrate them.
Your team comes into this weekend ranked number 10 in one poll. UMD is number 9 in that same poll. I know a lot of people put a lot into those polls, but talking with Alex Satrowski a week and a half ago after your series against North Dakota, she said it. She's said it doesn't matter what we do in the polls, it's what we do in the conference. And obviously this is a big matchup this weekend. Is that kind of the mindset?
Oh, no question. You know, we talked about that. You know, there's three huge points out there, and we're sitting in a spot after having played Minnesota, North Dakota. You know, maybe folks didn't think we were going to be where we're at in terms of points, and we've played four less games than a lot of the teams in front of us. So this is an opportunity to make some ground that would really be valuable down the road. And as I've said before, these points count just as much today as they're going to count in January and February. So, you know, it's again a great opportunity for our team to take some points. They're going to be real huge in our quest to get home ice for the first round of the playoffs.
You said it, and of course, the two top teams right now are playing non-conference series this weekend. Minnesota and Wisconsin are on the road taking on Eastern opponents. Obviously, Duluth not very far behind them as well, so there's a lot on the line this weekend as far as points are concerned, isn't there?
Oh, no question. You know, I'm sure, Shannon Miller's been around a long time, so she realizes the importance of these points and where her team is and where they want to be. So, but that's just the nature of this conference. We've said that before. Every weekend is going to be a battle. Every weekend, both teams are shooting for the same thing. So, but again, we need to focus on Bemidji State and what makes us successful, and hopefully we can go out and do that.
Coach, I know it's going to come down to a good goaltending battle today. Kayla Black playing really well for UMD. Of course, Brittany Mowat, two-time WCHA Defensive Player of the Week this year so far. How do you compare the two goaltenders today?
Well, you said it. They're both playing extremely well right now. And we feel real good about the one we have in our net. And, one of the keys for us is going to be getting to the net, getting pucks to the net, trying to take Kayla's eyes away. And if we can do that, I think, we can and create chaos. So those are the types of situations we want to find ourselves in, because we've been having success getting those kind of goals. So, again, we need to get to the net. So, hopefully you'll see the team in green and white driving to the net and putting her under a lot of pressure, trying to take her eyes away. And if we can do that, hopefully we can get some pucks past her.
Of course, Minnesota Duluth right now number 2 on the power play. How do you plan on holding off their extremely talented power play with your penalty kill?
Well, hopefully we stay out of the penalty box. That would be the best and the most successful way, is to not even let them have an opportunity. But, if they get them, we just have to do, again, the things that have allowed us to be successful in the PK. I've said it before, Amber Frickland does a great job. The girls are really well prepared in what to expect. And Duluth does, they're unique in terms of what they try to do, and their skill that they have on the ice is allows them to be really, really creative. And there's more than one option just on just about every pass they're making. There's different things that the players can do. So, we've kind of gone through those things. And ultimately it gets down to the penalty kill needs to outwork the power play. And if we can have that mindset, and obviously Britt will have to be our best penalty killer. And if we can get that, hopefully we can keep them off the board on the penalty power play.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thank you very much, Kelly. Appreciate it.